Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Happier Life podcast. I'm your host, Claire Deacon. After deciding survival wasn't enough, I set out on a path to live my best life. I wanted to thrive. Now I'm on a mission to support others. Think you're not good enough, confident enough, brave enough? I'm here to tell you you are, and you can achieve anything. This is your time, so let's do this. Welcome, welcome. I am so happy to have you here listening to this, my very first podcast episode of The Happier Life. It has been a dream of mine to launch a podcast so I can reach out and help you flourish. In this episode, I'm going to give you an overview of the podcast, what you can expect, as well as some insight into my personal journey and what has inspired me towards living a happier life. So let's get started. Each week, I'm going to be taking you through a different topic related to our happiness and overall well-being, all the things to support you towards living your best life, fulfilling your potential, and showing you how you can make the change towards living a happier life. I will be giving you hints and tips that you can apply in your own life. All this is founded in science and experienced in my own life and with my clients. So it's not only the scientists that say it works, but I have experienced the transformation both directly and indirectly with the people I've worked with. In taking a positive, proactive approach to mental health and well-being, I believe we are all capable of achieving anything we want. To live our best life, to feel fulfilled and happy. And I'm on a mission to help people flourish, no matter their starting point, going beyond survival, helping them thrive. Sometimes it can be difficult to ask for help, to admit the need for support, and to prioritise yourself. So I'm hoping through this podcast and the work I do at Happier, I can help support you on your journey and make a difference to the world. With all we have faced in the past few years, there has never been a more important time to focus on our mental well-being as we continue to face those challenges and the repercussions from the pandemic and other events around the world. It's time for us to raise the profile of mental health, to recognise that it has an impact on both our physical and psychological well-being, and it doesn't just impact us as individuals, but it is having an impact on our communities and society in general. If you have experienced adversity and trauma, you will understand how hard it is to keep on going. When you don't feel good enough or worthy enough, when you feel trapped in your own life, this is not how it has to be. Through the utilisation of different tools and techniques, I can support you to free yourself from what holds you back, to let go of what doesn't support the future you dream of. I can help you take action and build the life you envision. So whether you fear judgment or rejection, are feeling alone and just want to feel heard, if you want to believe you are worth more, you want to find a balance between your needs and those of others, to find a balance between working and living, if you want to find time to care for yourself, to gain clarity and focus, to set out and achieve your goals, to set the right boundaries to protect yourself and prioritise your needs and wants so you're not always compromising for others. If you want to change your mindset, to acknowledge the positives in your life and let go of the negativity from the past that's holding you back. If you want to truly connect with yourself, your passions, and gain a sense of meaning and purpose, then let this podcast and the Happier Resources guide you to living your best life. Don't let the overwhelm and anxiety take over. Release yourself from things that do not support you in the life you want for yourself. I am here to support you. So, who am I? And what makes me qualified to do all of that? I am a positive psychology coach and therapist, an entrepreneur, and the proud owner of Happier. In recovering from trauma and playing small, conforming to others' expectations, I myself set out on a journey to change my life, and I've never looked back. The journey wasn't easy, but it's one that led me to living authentically with a passion for what I do, feeling more energized, confident, and aligned to my life. I honour my emotions and feel empowered to keep taking bold action and continue my journey towards success. I hope it is one which will inspire you to embrace your superpowers and fuel your desire to take action. So, I'm going to share with you a bit of an insight into what got me to where I am today. As a child, I always felt I was different, and I was. We all are. And that's a good thing. We are meant to be unique. That is our superpower. But I felt a need to hide my true self. I wanted to hide anything that highlighted how I was different. So I embarked on a journey of conformity, never really taking the time to think of my destination. I was focused on keeping the wheels turning and taking that next step. It was a successful strategy. I had a career, a husband, 3 children, a nice home, a dog, an expensive car, a good salary, and the benefits to match. I was supposed to be happy, content, and fulfilled. The should statement I hear from so many clients who feel trapped. Occasionally, my emotions would get the better of me, and the consequences of the adversity I had experienced growing up and never dealt with would show up. I generally didn't allow people to get too close because I couldn't allow them to know how vulnerable I truly was. That was until I met my husband. But even then, I knew there were things I had to keep hidden or pretend had been dealt with already. I spent decades pretending I was okay. I could handle this stuff using a mixture of different defense mechanisms, enabling me to be relatively successful, but not necessarily fulfilled. So I continued to work hard in my corporate role, juggling the demands of 3 little people, torn between the two. It wasn't just my lack of fulfillment that was a problem. Trying to juggle all the demands was getting too much. There was no time to enjoy life, and I was running on empty. Then, one day, after a long day at work and having fulfilled all our parenting duties, children bathed, stories read, all tucked up in bed with the intention of having a relaxing evening, watching the latest episode of Cold Feet, my husband said he didn't feel well. I will spare you the details, but within the hour, my darling husband, my Superman, had a heart attack and he died. My whole life was shattered in a matter of minutes. I sat in the back of the ambulance with him. I was in utter disbelief. I was in a state of shock. I had no idea what I was going to do, but I made him a promise that no matter what, nothing would stop me from ensuring our children grew up to be healthy and happy. The next few weeks are a blur of finding my way through the absolute chaos and devastation. I had never felt more vulnerable or alone. I had no idea what the future was going to hold, and yet an overwhelming sense of responsibility to provide answers and reassurance to my children and everyone who had been impacted that we were going to be okay. So the weeks went by and I found myself at home and alone. Somehow I had reached this point without completely breaking down. I hadn't had the time and I had to keep going because I owed it to my children. I owed them everything. They were so little and really didn't deserve to lose such an amazing dad. He was their hero. He meant the world to them. They couldn't have asked for a better dad. He always put them first, and his loss was huge. Then one day, in finding myself alone and overwhelmed with feelings of being unable to cope, I knew I was in danger of going under and I had to seek help. I had to find someone or something that could help me get through this, to find a new way of living, something that showed my children they could still have a wonderful life. I made the decision there and then that I had to fight. I couldn't let this beat me. I'd come too far, fought too hard. I had a promise to keep, and most importantly, I had 3 small beings who were looking to me to tell them that it was all going to be okay. I had fought all my life to be the best I could. Well, that's how I felt. Being average, being okay, just wasn't going to cut it. If I was going to do this, I was going to do it the best way. We have one life. Death is the only thing we know for certain. So take the chance. What's the worst that could happen? First things first, I had to get myself to a state of mind that I could cope with the real world. I had to be brave and I had to hold on, knowing that the journey was going to be long, but just focusing on the daily task of putting one foot in front of the other. Some days I'd fall, others it felt like I'd reached the top of another mountain. I had a lot more work than I had realised. In working on my recovery, it transpired the recovery from the decades of neglect of my own psychological well-being were going to hold me back from recovery, and I was going to have to finally own up to my truth. Whilst I thought I had come to terms with my childhood growing up in a house of domestic violence and all those untold stories that I felt were too shameful to speak of, I hadn't explored the conditional beliefs I now lived with and the behaviours I had adopted to keep myself safe. The job was bigger than I had ever imagined. I immersed myself in anything that could help me improve my psychological well-being. CBT, counselling, Reiki, yoga, sound baths, EFT, EMDR, meditation, drumming, hypnotherapy. Basically anything that sounded like it may help. I reached out to different communities of people who had experienced trauma in an attempt to uncover the secret to thriving. After some time in therapy, I returned to my corporate role, but my ability to pretend, to hide my feelings, was gone. I was not interested in being there. I was not interested in doing anything I didn't love, and I certainly didn't love this. I just couldn't fake it anymore. There was no room to hide the emotions. I realised I had the chance to do something different, to think differently, to act differently. So I would leave my corporate job, take some time with my children, fixing the pieces of our broken world, and would continue with my therapy and start to explore some different options. I had no idea what I was now supposed to be working towards. For the next few weeks, people waited for me to change my mind, but I didn't. I left my job I'd had for nearly 20 years, got in my car and drove home, and I never looked back. I took a year to recover, to rebuild, to do things I wanted to do, to spend time with my children and to support them in their recovery. I had begun to explore all different options for improving well-being for myself and my children, and had found myself talking with others who had experienced difficulties. In terms of what I was going to do next, I felt it had to be something that was going to require expertise, something that would challenge me to learn. And I found myself with a university prospectus and drawn to psychology. The next thing I knew, I had enrolled on an undergraduate degree in psychology. I told my children, "Mummy is going back to school." It was at university I discovered positive psychology. I knew then my purpose. The reason why I had endured a difficult path was to lead me to help others, to help them find their way. Having made so many life-changing decisions, this one was easy. I went on to complete a master's in positive psychology and coaching psychology. I trained in hypnotherapy and counselling skills to ensure I was equipped to support others. Making the change is hard. There are so many bumps in the road, so many fears to deal with. We ask ourselves, what if it goes wrong? But often forget to ask, what if it goes right? What if you are successful? You achieve everything you desire. You get to write to your own story. The loss of my husband, my best friend, my future, was not the end of my story. It was a chapter, and I am lucky enough that I get to write my next chapter. Clearly, the action I took provoked fear in others. Some were defensive. I lost friends because of it, because I dared to be different. But I had tried to conform. I tried to act small, to know my place and play the game. And it would work for so long, but the emotional turmoil this caused by not being my authentic self would inevitably reveal itself. The feelings of not being good enough, would then be fueled by the evidence that I was not able to conform. Clearly, there was something wrong with me if I wasn't able to play the game. The reality was, I didn't want to play the game. I didn't want to pretend. So we must forgive ourselves for the action and inaction we take. Because I didn't know better then. Give yourself permission to explore and investigate the opportunities outside your current world. It takes a lot of work, even more than you can envisage, which is why it's so important that it's aligned to your purpose. You must connect to your why and be fully committed and focused to ride the wave to avoid being derailed by fear. But I'll tell you this, the rewards are huge. You get to live a life you are connected to, where you can thrive and achieve anything you are inspired to take action towards. I continue to write new chapters in my life, and as I record this first episode of The Happier Life, I am taking another step towards my goals. Take a moment now. Close your eyes and allow yourself to imagine feeling empowered to achieve anything you desire. I'm here to tell you I have witnessed the transformation for myself. I have seen it happening with so many clients. Having the belief that you are worthy, you are capable, can enable you not just to recover to a place of survival, but you can thrive. I teach my children that every day. For the first time in my life, I know what it is to love myself. I know what it is to be able to say, I love what I do, and I get to design my life. So who am I? Well, I'm a lone parent, mum of three, an entrepreneur, a survivor, and determined to live my best life. After spending 20 years in the corporate world, implementing strategic change projects, I decided to venture out into the world and explore what truly made me happy. On my journey, I discovered my passion for psychology and knew I wanted to support others. So I took myself back to university, graduated with a master's in applied positive psychology and coaching psychology. And just because that wasn't quite enough, I also trained as a clinical hypnotherapist and in counselling skills. My qualifications not only helped me in my recovery from trauma, but enabled me to support others on their journey. Take a few moments to think about your story, how you got here, and where you are heading. Feel free to reach out to me and share your thoughts on this episode. I'd love to hear from you. If you've enjoyed this episode, ensure you hit subscribe, head on over to my website, happiercoach.com, sign up for the weekly newsletter, and let me support you in living a happier life. I'm your host, Claire Deacon. Thank you for listening. Have a fabulous day.